All right, here we are at the NHXit podcast/chat that happens on Monday night at 6. Matt C. is on here with me, and this is Russell. So you weren't with us last week.
What happened last week?
I don't remember what we talked about.
All right, cool. That's fine, because
there's definitely some stuff that you know about that I don't know about. So
there was the CACR 20 vote in the House last week.
And that was the vote in the House on the floor, right?
Yep, that was a vote in the House on the floor. And we don't have the names this time. So let me just get the article posted by the Liberty Block, because that really sums it up.
Okay.
Thursday afternoon, the New Hampshire House voted on CACR 20. Constitutional amendment was proposed in the House 2 years ago. It received only 13 votes. Today, the near doubling of that number underscores the obvious trend. The Speaker of the House did not allow for a roll call vote, so we do not know the names of those who voted in favor of the motion. The motion was to indefinitely postpone CACR 20. 24 voted against it. So.
Yeah, and so this was CACR 20 was mm-hmm. one of our two big bills. Mm-hmm. This is the one from Jason Gerhard, right? Mm-hmm. This is the one that would alter our constitution slightly to say we're going to leave if the U.S. federal, shared debt thing gets to $40 trillion.
Yep.
Right. So it came up on the normal schedule on the normal calendar, right? Mm-hmm. And who was the guy that stood up? Is he a former or current bigwig in the House?
I think it was Representative Joe Sweeney, I believe, that you're referring to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think he was either the previous, person, how not Speaker of the House, but maybe the head. I think in the past he's had a position high up for the GOP guys, right? Mm-hmm. And he got up there. And I think he was the only one that spoke, right?
I'm pretty sure Matt Sanandasasa did a parliamentary inquiry. I haven't actually watched the full proceedings yet. Let me see if I can find it on the...
So he got up there and said just a few sentences, right? He said, I don't think... Well, he used the funny phraseology they do in that, right? Where they're not doing a recommendation. They're not doing a question. Have you noticed that strange thing they do in the New Hampshire House? They go,
yeah.
Whereas since I know taxation is
death,
and since I don't like tomatoes hit on my head on a Thursday, I'm going to push the red button.
Yeah. And I'm trying to find the parliamentary inquiry.
Yeah, so he did his funny thing of saying.
Oh, there he is. All right, let's listen.
Okay.
Motion to indefinitely postpone. Oh, here we go. Let's listen.
Yeah, I don't quite hear it yet. Is it happening on your side? I am not getting anything. Are you still there, Matt?
You're trying to share my screen.
Yeah, okay. So when it starts coming in there, well,
state your motion.
Indefinitely postpone CACR 20.
The motion.
Indefinitely postpone.
The motion before us is to indefinitely postpone, takes 3/5 of the membership to pass this. So That is the motion before us.
That's funny. The Democrats started putting up green cards immediately.
Because they want to see. They want to see.
Okay, this will be a division vote.
Yeah. Remember,
the House will be in order. This will be funny. A division vote because obviously we need an accurate number. So members take. Representative Howard requests a roll call. Is that sufficiently seconded? It is not sufficiently seconded. This will be a division vote.
Yep, and that's why there's no names.
Yeah, it wasn't a roll call vote. It was they're going to count the total numbers. Is that what? There's a lady from the Democrat side walking up to talk to the speaker. We're not hearing anything. And the guy that brought up the motion sat back down again. Mm-hmm. There's the guy on the right is wearing a mask, I guess. It looks so funny because you see a guy with a mask. It looks like he's robbing the place with a black mask. So up on the board, between there's an Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, and maybe Franklin Pierce on the right. And in between them, it says that the tote board say CACR20, an electronic tote board. And then it doesn't, you know, it's not done yet. Okay, he's about to say something again. Maybe not. The different paperwork people are talking to each other and is it them getting prepared to take the vote?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I hear the crowd now.
All right, the House will be in order. The motion before us is any speeding to legislate on CACR 20. This is going to be a division vote. Chair recognizes Representative Senator Natasto for a parliamentary.
Okay, there's Matt.
Yes, definitely postpone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, if I know that the federal government has no guardrails on its ever-increasing debt, and if I know that no one alive today has consented to be governed by this federal government in opposition to the idea of self-government, and if I know that the federal government is completely rogue and only acts outside of law, and further, if I know that this federal government taxes its own citizens at 40% just so it can bomb citizens of other nations as a matter of routine. And Mr. Speaker, if I know that the state of Texas is currently contesting its own sovereignty with the federal government, then when I press the red button so we can debate our own state sovereignty. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
All right.
The motion before us is
So,
Chair recognizes Representative Sweeney for a parliamentary inquiry.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If I know that there is no practical way for this bill to move forward or this constitutional amendment to amend our Constitution, and if I further know it will take 3/5 of our body to proudly vote the green button to indefinitely postpone this legislation so we do not have to discuss it again this year, would I now press the green button? Thank you.
The motion before us is expedient to legislate in CACR 20. This is a division vote. If you're in favor, you'll press the green button. If you're opposed, you'll press the red button. Voting stations are open for 30 seconds.
So he used the term like inexpedient to legislate, kind of like what the committees bring up. But the other guy was calling it postponing.
Well, it's because it was brought to the House floor from the committee recommendation of inexpedient to legislate.
Yeah. So they vote for 30 seconds here. I see the tote boards counting it down. Okay.
Okay.
Representative Peterson.
If all members present had an opportunity to vote, House will attend the state of the vote.
Here we go.
341 voting yay, 24 voting nay. The motion for indefinite postponement passes.
Okay. So
that makes
Matt,
me think that not everybody voted.
So, Matt, can you send me the link to that video?
The Committee on State and Federal Relations and Veterans Affairs, to which was referred H.R. 20, an act reaffirming friendship between New Hampshire and Taiwan, encouraging the enhancement of bilateral trade relations and supporting Taiwan's... Okay.
Well, that was fun. That was not a bad parliamentary inquiry by Matt.
Yeah, that was good. And I guess other people would have had a chance to go up there, but nobody else did. Do you think that's true?
I think some people would have liked it to have gone further. And I think I know of one or two that would have liked to have spoken.
Yeah. And was there something keeping them from speaking or? Because the guy on Facebook or Twitter, I think it was on Twitter, he was responding to us saying, well, if you wanted to talk, you should have talked. And I don't know if that's true. I mean, Matt S. got up there and was able to talk. But Jason.
Yeah, so I just don't know why. Maybe I'll chat with Jason again. Just ask him about, like, how come he didn't get up to say anything at all.
Yeah, I don't
think
know.
He was there. You know, there's.
Yeah, I don't know what the procedure is, you know, to talk and how that works and stuff like that. Yeah, so that went really quickly. So then it got pushed off indefinitely, which I guess there's no way for that to come back. I don't understand how, you know.
It's been indefinitely postponed for this session. So again, this is the second year of the session. So, right, 2023 was the first, 2024 was the second. You know, depends, maybe, or at least until we hit $40 trillion in debt, right? Once we hit $40 trillion in debt, that bill's no good because we're already past it.
Yeah. Well, I just didn't know how this worked.
We shouldn't have put that qualifier. We shot ourselves in the foot.
Well, also, if somebody proposes something next year, you know, if we have one, two, or three bills, whatever, you know, they all could be slightly different, right? Okay, so that's kind of interesting what happened with that. And we didn't have a crowd of people in the gallery. There wasn't very much talk about it. But it is interesting, like Alu's pointing out there, that 24 people voted for them to discuss it instead of putting it off.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know who those 24 people are, but, you know, do we assume that that's kind of pro our thing or just pro willing to talk about it?
In this situation, it means if you're willing to talk about it, you're like, so one of the,
that's the way I would take it. Yeah.
Because you can't be like with a vote like this, and this happened, you know, last time as well, you can't be a state rep and say, well, I think the people should be allowed to vote on it. Like, I don't really care. I just think the people should be allowed to vote without also having that conviction yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have not had that
happened to Representative Yokella last time. He wasn't all in on independence, but he was not against the idea of citizens voting on that sort of thing.
Okay.
But in the eyes of politics, that's a vote for independence because you're a state rep and you represent your constituents. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is funny how many people take it. Like that guy that wanted it to be put off, he's saying, we don't know how to handle this if it was to go through. And, you know, I don't really like, they don't, most of them don't want us to even talk about it. Right. It's like, it's somehow horrible. Both Republicans mm-hmm. and Democrats think it's horrible for us to even discuss it. So,
we're just thinking long-term. So we're just thinking ahead. And they were elected for these 2 years. So, I mean,
Yeah, and I take that 24 as being a slightly positive thing.
Yes, no, it is. It is.
Because, there was a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
We hadn't lobbied them hard. This was not a big discussion. You know, right? These were just people that pushed the button or raised their hand and said, you know, I just want to be, you know, I think we should not just push this aside. I think we should think about it or discuss it. Yeah. And that's just kind of interesting. We'll see how that, we'll see. So what, is there anything else about this bill? What's the other bill? What's its status, do you think?
Let me go see if Matt I can find S's, where.
Yeah, Matt S's bill that was not a CACR, right? It was HB 1130, and that was for the study committee. Is that one going to come up for a vote, or is it never going to get a chance to be voted on? I'm not sure about that.
Am I still screen sharing?
Yeah, I see that YouTube video.
Whatever. Wait, has it already gone through? Motion adopted, voice vote, February 1st, 2024. Did we miss that? We knew that.
I think so. I think
we must have been so focused on the CACR that we totally missed on the.
Well, I think also part of the reason we did the CACR 2 years ago was because that you could, if you kept shepherding it, it would get to the floor like this. And I think the other ones, if the committee doesn't say they want it, it's like it never gets, it just gets put on that big consent calendar and it's like it's never discussed again.
Yeah.
It just gets put in with the other 100 bills that nobody wants to deal with this year. I think that's what happened because we never heard anything positive out of Matt Sanastazo. And I haven't talked to him since that, but we could ask him. I was going to ask him sometime soon. Okay. Whatever happened to that?
Yeah.
You know, and maybe they have too many bills they're juggling and paying attention to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's my guess is that whereas this one, it didn't take a lot of work for Jason to make sure it got to this point.
And it's only screen sharing to YouTube, right?
What did you say?
I'm only screen sharing YouTube, right?
Yeah, that's what I see.
Okay.
I'm recording audio, so
that's fine.
People won't ever see that. You know, I'm only recording the audio, so. Okay. So that's what I know with those two. Yeah, I take the 24 as slightly positive. Of course, also, this shows you, these guys did not want the discussion that we had 2 years ago to happen. You know, they didn't want 5 or 10 minutes of people discussing secession, national debt, war, you know, like he just brought up. They, you know, they're trying to minimize that. And maybe we could have had many people line up and talk about it if they were all prepared, but I'm not sure how that stuff works. And none of us were, there were so few of us that knew about it and could come. Were you in the room for this?
No, I had some errands that I was running at home. And then after, when I finally got out to Concord that day for the afternoon, I had missed all of the sessions, and then I met with one of the crew of the USS Liberty and had dinner with him and Jason.
Okay.
So, and then that, and then they had an executive session on Friday, which the motion for interim study passed 20-0. So we'll see where that thing goes. also on Friday was HB 1156. How did that come about in the hearing? Of course, it was just a public hearing, so we won't know how the committee voted for that. I threw my remote testimony in. I didn't write anything. I just clicked support for it that afternoon.
Mm-hmm. So, and then you've previously talked about how with the PAC, you're going to want to focus on state level
elections,
politics and stuff.
Yeah, we're a state registered political committee. We exist only within New Hampshire.
And you're wanting to, and do you think, how many bills did you say you wanted to try to pay attention to next year? You know, 2 or 10, or what do you think?
I don't know right now.
Okay. Yeah, well, you'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in the middle of a job hunt right now. So.
Yeah. And then do you have any other things you're doing right now with the reps or at the Capitol for the next like month or so?
I can see what we can do about, you know, these other nullification bills that are going through that are still important. What else, and I wanted to bring this to your attention, Russell. So last fall, I attended the conference, the fall conference of the Natural Law Institute, and they were right across in one town over from me where they met. Natural Law Institute, logic and science of universal decidability applied to law, constitution, government, policy, economy, and society. On the comprehensive solution to the crisis of our age and the ethical and moral alternative to the Great Reset and the greatest return of liberty, quality of life, prosperity, and power to the people since the Roman reforms. It's the law, the solution to the conflict, restoring the independence of the states. Our reasoning for federal devolution to the states, and actually that particular link, they're still working on it though, but I met the president, Brandon, and he's great. And they have just started the Natural Law Institute community, but I enjoyed their conference. I've met with Brandon a few times since. We got lunch once last December. We went again to, I brought him to the social before the LPNH convention to rub elbows with people, because his organization, which is Restoring Independence to the States, that really lines up well with our independence campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So we've chatted. He's invited me to come down to their Tennessee event that's happening later in April. I said yes. And then they just got their new community website loaded up, naturallawinstitute.org. And I registered our PAC as a member of that community. So, and what we get out of this is their knowledge of statecraft. So we can learn from the law, the natural law, from these guys to help us with the independence campaign. So it's... And then as a result, we help build the brand and help other groups. Like, for example, one of the gentlemen that I met at their conference, I hooked him up with Daniel Miller from the Texas Nationalist Movement, and they had a meeting. And I think they're going to try and ask Daniel to join the community as well. They seem that they wanted to work, together in the future,
Because they must have chapters in each state, right?
Well, I met their founder, Kurt Doolittle. He's like, we've solved the social sciences in 3 generations. He's talking about like him, Hayek, and one other guy, and he's a contemporary of what's it called, HOPA. Mm-hmm. I met their founder, Kurt, at their conference as well, and he seemed really intrigued by the New Hampshire Independence campaign. He actually doesn't live too far away either. But I registered our PAC as a member of the community of the Natural Law Institute. And because, we think that what they know can help us out in New Hampshire.
So were they already thinking secession, or are they slightly affected by you talking to them, or?
Nope. They believe in self-determination by self-determined means.
Okay. And then they're just they're getting along with all of us that are wanting to have decentralization, especially states.
Yep. A simple version of our proposed reforms: restore self-determination to the people and their states, restoring the Constitution to its original intention of a large number of small European states, creating a market for different polities, each serving the different interests of their citizens. Depoliticize, professionalize, and strengthen the continental government to its original purpose of defense, guarantee of a republican government and rule of law by natural law, insurance, trade policy, and resolution of disputes between the states. And then restore self-determination by secession, consolidation, and state formation for everyone, and return economic, social, and cultural ties to the states, and separate urban, low opportunity cost, low investment, low trust, individual and hyper consumption from the suburban and rural, high opportunity cost, high investment, high trust, familism, and capitalization. Yeah, so, okay,
the big separation is that the urban, low trust environment, compared to those of us that live in the high trust environment in the suburbs out in the country. That's the big split.
Yeah. So, you know, I discovered them online. I went over the website and then I went to their conference and I met them, and they seem really good guys. They're not like they're obviously not New Hampshire focused. If you couldn't tell, you know, they're like the Free State Project is moving people to New Hampshire, but this, you know, they're another group that can aid us in our goals here in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Well, just like we get along with the Texas guys, and they're working on completely non-New Hampshire stuff.
Yep. No, exactly. Yeah. So and I met them, and they I really felt a good meshing with them. Yeah. So maybe I can get their president and founder to move to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
They might want to.
And these are the kind of people we could set up interviews with to talk about what they think of our ideas and what they think, you know, are good ideas and bad ideas, or, you know, anybody that's slightly along these paths and aren't centralizers, aren't socialists, aren't trying to pile us all together and control us. You know, we might even have little differences, but we could discuss that. So,
But they are looking for more. So Russell, I want to say, cause I wanted to ask you about this as well, cause I want to ask you more about your LLC, because they're also looking to have other groups join their community. I could send you the link to the org if you would like to, if you want to think about. So
yeah,
here's their,
that.
And then cause NH Exit LLC, that is your organization, right?
NHExit.org. Yeah. LLC is that one. Yeah.
Okay, so that's actually a separate organization, because then we could probably do, because I got the email back from them, like, okay, like I've already met in real life Brandon and the guys, but as far as the website, as far as that is concerned, you know, they have their own process once you registered, even if you have already met them. So
of these conferences have they had?
I don't know. They have a whole schedule for this year, but upcoming events: Tennessee in April, Seattle, Washington in the summertime, and then they have other events planned for Indiana, Florida, and Austin, Texas.
Do you get the feeling they've just started, or have they been around 10?
Yes. Okay. Because again, let me share the link on the Jitsi. You can look through the website and you can see all the there is a lot. There's a lot of information to learn. So that's their like public facing website, which it looks like they're still working on, but their community one is the link I'm sharing right now, naturallawinstitute.org. And then under local groups, that's what I signed up for the PAC to be, join us local groups. And that's, you know, and then if you want to sign up for that, Russell, we could, when you get the sign up, you can sign up NH Exit LLC as a local group. And then when they do want to do an interview with you, we can actually interview together, because we're, you know, it's New Hampshire, you know, it's the same. And it's not even like an interview. It'll just be like a conversation.
Yeah.
Cause they
that might make sense for me to do. We'll see. Because, You know, okay. Mostly, you know, because mostly what I'm doing is New Hampshire stuff and promoting all the different guys that are promoting this. But I'm being very friendly to a lot of different places, right? So
yeah,
that might make a lot of sense. We'll see. And and then we'll see what's going on. Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, and people that are realizing that things are bad, and people that are realizing, you know, which directions we need to go with it. You know, not begging not try to fight it out at the federal level to we're going to get our guy in and then we're going to be okay. You know, that sort of stuff. I don't think that's going to work. That's not how I want to spend my time. So if other people want to do that, okay. But, you know, and then like when they're realizing this is the big thing is, you know, we have to make a wonderful high trust society here in New Hampshire. And that's what makes things wonderful. It's not the structures. It's not the laws. It's the good people helping each other out. That's what makes the place good or bad. That's the big deal. You know, that's what makes things happen. I mean, when people try to point out, oh, this country's good or that country's bad, it comes down to that. It's not, you know, it's their history and their current thing of that, of our people trusting each other. You know, are people stealing from each other all the time? Are people working, or are they relying on the government? Are they hoping to live off of other people? You know, there's so much of that, that's the main things. So we'll see what happens with the rest of your stuff. So, what Think Penguin and I were talking about last week was once the presidential primaries got done, I was going to start another campaign of putting out signs. Most of my signs have survived the pulling down of a bunch of the presidential primary ones. There's still a bunch of Trump, Vivek, and DeSantis, and Nikki Haley out there where I am. I don't know about where you are, but a lot of them are down. And then, but he wants to do signs for nhexit.us, which is him and Ian and those guys. And I'm going, okay, sounds good. You know, if that's what, you know, if you want to start do that, he has not done that yet. So we'll, I had somebody else, another friend that was wanting to contribute to signs. And so if the next order of signs comes from Think Penguin and the nhexit.us people, then I'll just tell people to contribute to that. You know what I mean? And then I'll do another one of ours for .org down the line, you know, like in a few months or something like that. So we'll see what happens. I'll let people know that that's happening, and they can either contribute to him and their website. They are still signing people up on that petition, which puts you on their mailing list. Bonnie did a pretty good job of sending out emails to quite a few people before these two bills got out there. So that system is working fairly well, even though Ian's in the clutches of the feds.
Yeah.
We'll see. Will we secede before we all end up in federal custody, or which way do you think it's going to go?
I haven't got a clue.
We'll see. I'm not sure which way it'll go. Do you have anything else? Or so you and I think that'd be a good idea. You're on my list of people that I want to do an interview about NHExit, because I've never, you know, talked, and we can talk about your path to where you are right now, kind of a longer version. And But other, and we'll do that sometime. Is there anything else you can think of?
Not right now, Russell. Okay. As you saw, we had a slight, well, we'll chat offline about that.
But, okay. And well, we'll just, yeah. It also, I kind of like having these be less than an hour. It just makes the file less wieldy. And, you know, I don't have fancy resources for recording and putting things up. So when they're only a half an hour to an hour, it's a lot easier for me. So let me stop this recording and say goodbye to everybody for this week's recording. And we'll see what we can do. And I'll put out a new blog post tonight. See you later.